Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 1, Questions by the Sages, Text 5. Ta ekada tu munayaha pratar huta hutagnayaha satkritam sutam asina praprachtur ida adara ta ekada tu munaya pratar huta hutagnayaha satkritam sutam asina prapachtur idam adara ta ekadata munaya pratar huta hutagnayaha satkritam sutam asina prapachtur idam adarat ta ekadata munaya pratar huta hutagmayaha satkritam sutamasina prapachtur idam adarat. Sakritam sutam asinam ekadatam munaya bharuta tagmaya sakritam sutam asinam prapachtoridam avara Ekadata munaya Bharuta hutagmaya Sakritam sutam asina Bharuta ekadata munaya Sutamasinam Vasuridamara Sutamasinam Vasuridamara
Vaishnavis.
Ekadata munaya Namadaya Satsatamasinam Munaya Tato Huta Huta Gnaya Apatrams Tamasina Prapat Sturi Damadara Taegadata Munaya Pratar Huta Huta Gnaya Sutamasinam Sohigamadara Te, the sages, Ekada, one day, two, but Munayaha, sages, Pratahu, morning, Uta, burning, Huta Agnayaha, the sacrificial fire, Satkritam, due respects, Sutam, Sri Suta Goswami, Asinam, seated on, Praprachtahu, made inquiries, Idam, on this, as follows, Adara, with due regards. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. One day, after finishing their morning duties by burning a sacrificial fire and offering a seat of esteem to Srila Suta Goswami, the great sages made inquiries with great respect about the following matters. Purport. Morning is the best time to hold spiritual services. The great sages offered the speaker of the Bhagavatam an elevated seat of respect called the Vyasasan, or the seat of Sri Vyasadev. Sri Vyasadev is the original spiritual preceptor for all men, and all other preceptors are considered to be his representatives. A representative is one who can exactly present the viewpoint of Sri Vyasadev. Sri Vyasadev impregnated the message of Bhagavatam unto Srila Shukadeva Goswami, and Sri Suta Goswami heard it from him, Sri Shukadeva Goswami. All bona fide representatives of Sri Vyasadev in the chain of disciplic succession are to be understood to be Goswamis. These Goswamis restrain all their senses and they stick to the path made by the previous acharyas. The Goswamis do not deliver lectures on the Bhagavatam capriciously. Rather, they execute their services most carefully, following their predecessors who delivered the spiritual message unbroken to them. Those who listen to the Bhagavatam may put questions to the speaker in order to elicit the clear meaning. But this should not be done in a challenging spirit. One must submit questions with a great regard for the speaker and the subject matter. This is also the way recommended in Bhagavad Gita, One must learn the transcendental subject by submissive oral reception from the right sources. Therefore, these sages addressed the speaker, Suta Goswami, with great respect. Om Jnana Timurandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So the sages are gathered in the Naimasharanya forest to hear the Srimad Bhagavatam from Suta Goswami, and we're reproducing that situation every day here in New Dwarka. You know, we gather every morning to hear the Srimad Bhagavatam. The great sages of the New Dwarka community are assembled together each morning. And just like the sages in Naimasharanya, they had taken a vow to perform a great sacrifice for hundreds and hundreds of years. So we're also gathered here to perform a great sacrifice, and it'll go on for hundreds and thousands of years, you know, before these deities. So part of the sacrifice is the hearing of the Srimad Bhagavatam. You know, the assembled great sages of the community offer the seat of Vyasa-san, to a speaker each morning to speak on the subject of Srimad Bhagavatam. And, you know, Srila Prabhupada is mentioning here that it's a great responsibility. You know, those that take up this responsibility, he says, do not deliver lectures on the Bhagavatam capriciously. Rather, they execute their services most carefully, following their predecessors who delivered the spiritual message unbroken to them. So this is the spiritual system. Evam parampara praptam imam rajarshayo vidahu sakalena mata yoganashta parantapa. So Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita, evam parampara praptam, this message is received through disciplic succession. And sakalena mata yoganashta parantapa. From time to time in the material world, the message of the disciplic succession may become lost. And at such times, Krishna comes to reestablish the disciplic succession, the pure message. Sa evayam maya tedya yoga prakta paratana bhaktosi me sakha cheti rahasyam hi yad utamam. That's the next verse in that sequence in the Bhagavad Gita, where Krishna tells Arjuna, yes, this message is received through disciplic succession, but sometimes it can be lost. And now I am coming to speak the eternal truths to you again today to reestablish that disciplic succession. And why Bhaktosi me sakha cheti? Because you are my friend and devotee. So this is the qualification to receive the message of Vedic knowledge, the message of the Bhagavad Gita, the message of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Not only does the speaker have to be qualified, but the hearer, the one who hears, must also be qualified in this way. Bhaktosi me sakha cheti. You are my, because you are my friend and devotee, I am speaking this message to you. And what is the nature of the message? Rahasyam hi adutamam. Rahasyam means mystery. And mystery means it's something that you could never figure out on your own, by your own mental speculation and intellectual endeavors. It's something that has to be received from one who actually knows. So, each day, as I said, we are reenacting this scene that's taking place in the Naimasharanya forest, where the sages are going to be hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam from Sutta Goswami. So, if we're put in the position of being offered the elevated seat, the Vyasasan, how do we prepare ourselves to speak? Srila Prabhupada once addressed this question in a letter he wrote in 1974 to a devotee named Gopi Janavallabha, who asked the question how to be a good speaker. Srila Prabhupada wrote, "Everyone can become a first-class speaker. Simply cram the purports of my books." Cram means to study very intensely. So he says, simply cram the purports of my books. The references are there. The philosophy is there. Everything is there. So if you do it, everyone will be pleased with your speaking. So this is a very important point. In Srila Prabhupada's purports, you know, we can find everything. He said all the references are there. You know, if you notice, as you go through Srila Prabhupada's purports, he'll refer to important verses from the Upanishads, the Vedanta Sutra, other Puranas, the writings of the Goswamis. So the references are there. You can pick up the references just by deeply studying, you know, Srila Prabhupada's purports. And he says the philosophy is also there. So he said everything is there. So if you're preparing to give a class, if you're put in that position, that is the best thing to do. Now, if you add anything else from some bona fide shastra, you should give the source, give the reference. Or if you're going to tell some story, you have to give the source. You know, Srila Prabhupada says, speaking from the Vyasasan on the Srimad Bhagavatam should not be done capriciously, just saying anything that you heard from anyone. You should, I mean, the best thing is to get it directly from Srila Prabhupada's purports. If you're going to bring in something from one of the recognized books of our Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, then you should say exactly where you got it from Brihat Bhagavatamrita or this or that. So, that's necessary. So, later on in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Suta Goswami is going to explain what he is presenting. And he says, yataditam yatamati. I am presenting yataditam, what I have heard from my predecessor, Shukadeva Goswami. And yatamati says, and I'm also presenting my realization of it. So, one has to realize the subject matter. And we can see, you know, the Bhagavatam itself explains how the Bhagavatam is presented at different times and different places by different personalities. And they don't say exactly the same thing. The spiritual truths are the same, but the presentation according to the different audience may be slightly different. The Bhagavatam says, originally it was spoken to Brahma at the beginning of creation by Lord Krishna in a very abbreviated form. And then Brahma spoke it to Narada Muni and told him to expand it. And Narada Muni spoke it to Vyasadeva, who compiled the Srimad Bhagavatam as we have it. And he communicated it to Shukadeva Goswami, who spoke it to Maharaj Parikshit when he was preparing to leave his body. But we're seeing here it's also being spoken by Suta Goswami to the sages at the Naima Sharanya forest. And the Bhagavatam mentions that there was an entirely separate line once Sanat Kumar, one of the four Kumaras, the four boy sages, heard the Srimad Bhagavatam from Lord Sankarshan. And then he spoke it to someone named Sankhyayana Muni, who spoke it to Parashara Muni, who spoke it to Maitreya. That's also in, you know, the Srimad Bhagavatam. So, as I said, Suta Goswami is saying he's going to present the Srimad Bhagavatam, yataditam yatamati, as he has heard it. So it's authoritative. And yatamati, as he has personally realized it. And Srila Prabhupada says something about that process of realization in Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, fourth chapter, text one in a purport. He explains what this yada mati realization is. Srila Prabhupada writes, personal realization does not mean that out of vanity one attempts to show one's learning by trying to surpass the previous acharya. He must have full confidence in the previous acharya, and at the same time, he must realize the subject matter so nicely that he can present the matter for the particular circumstances in a suitable manner. The original purpose of the text must be maintained. No obscure meaning should be screwed out of it. Yet, it should be presented in an interesting manner for the understanding of the audience. This is called realization. So, when we're speaking on the Bhagavad Gita and the Srimad Bhagavatam, we have to be presenting what is there. We can't change the meaning. And importantly, Srila Prabhupada says we shouldn't try to screw some obscure meaning out of the text. But it should be presented in an interesting way, suitable for the audience that we're dealing with. And, you know, we can see how Srila Prabhupada did that. You know, he understood he was coming to the Western world to address an English-speaking audience. So he found a way to present the Srimad Bhagavatam that was interesting and attractive for that audience. I can recall myself. I'd been reading all kinds of spiritual and mystical texts, you know, before I became a member of the Hare Krishna movement. But then, somehow or other, at a Grateful Dead concert in upstate New York, I got a copy of Bhagavad Gita as it is. And I had read copies of Bhagavad Gita before, but I'd never gotten the message that you should become a devotee of Lord Krishna out of them. But from reading, you know, Srila Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita as it is, that message jumped out very clearly, that was the whole point of the book, that one should become a devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna. And then at first I didn't know anything about devotees or temples or anything like that, but in the front of the book there was a message that if you're interested in the subject matter of this book, you should write to the secretary of the Bhaktivedanta Book Trust at 3764 Watsaka Avenue in Los Angeles, California. So I did that, and I got some catalogs and information, and I gradually started ordering more books. And then I ordered Srimad Bhagavatam. And it was the most fascinating spiritual book I had ever read or encountered. It was just like entering into another world. You know, as I was going through these first verses of the Srimad Bhagavatam, it was presented in such an attractive manner that my mind got totally absorbed in it. And that's because Srila Prabhupada was presenting the Srimad Bhagavatam, not only yatadhitam, exactly as received from his predecessor, but yatamati, according to his realization and understanding of the audience that he was trying to reach. So, as Srila Prabhupada is mentioning in the purport here, you know, it's a big responsibility to take the position of a speaker of the Bhagavad Gita or, you know, the Srimad Bhagavatam. And he's saying, again, it shouldn't be done capriciously. It's a very serious matter. And now it's time for questions. And I'll remind you of what Srila Prabhupada says. This isn't like one of Donald Trump's news conferences where the questions are all challenging. Srila Prabhupada says in his purport, I'll remind you, those who listen to the Bhagavatam may put questions to the speaker in order to elicit the clearer meaning, but this should not be done in a challenging spirit. Does anybody have any? Okay, Bhrigupati.
Thank you, Judakwam. Beautiful class as usual. What about when somebody's distributing books? Do they have more license? Because I know, you know, if somebody's giving a class, formal class, in front of an audience of devotees, and they have to be, you know, as you nicely pointed out, be very careful to present the parampara. But say somebody's distributing books to people, are they able to kind of maybe, you know, just say what they think they need to say to sell the book? I mean, is that acceptable, or would that be considered deviating from the parampara? Or?
You tell me. We've got the Minister of Book Distribution here, one of the world's top book distributors.
What's your parampara understanding, though? Prabhupada say anything that you can recall that where he kind of gives license to book distributors to?
In your experience, can you recall any such instructions?
Well, this comes to my mind is something about Prabhupada gave an example about they advertise that, you know, that this, if you take this product, it'll help your hair grow back or something like that. You remember? And Prabhupada said, there's no question of the hair growing back, but it's advertising, so it's allowed. Something to that effect, I remember. And once Chipperari was distributing books saying this is a solution to the energy crisis, and which was, Prabhupada didn't, he sort of acknowledged, yeah, that is true, that they might not be, they're not understanding the connection, but he seemed to give some license to book distributors to say, you know, to kind of make it not be as careful as somebody who's giving a formal class to an audience of devotees and what they said. That was my impression, but.
Well, I would agree that what Srila Prabhupada is talking about in the purport is somebody taking a position on the Vyasasan and speaking to an audience of devotees. Mm-hmm. So it is a different
special
situation. But I think there are analogies. It is an important position. You're still representing the parampara. So what you should be presenting is your yatadi tam aspect of it is that you're presenting a book that represents the pure message of the parampara. That's why we stress the distribution of Srila Prabhupada's books. Now your yatamati, your personal realization, is how to get the particular person to accept that book. Now there are many grades there. Yeah, there are different styles of book distribution, some presenting more directly, and as you mentioned, others maybe not so direct. But the minister of book distribution has...
I know Prabhupada did say that the best thing was to try to distribute the book on the merit of the book. That was...
Yeah.
But anyway...
Prabhupada was concerned that we be honest. Also, don't say anything that's dishonest. And devotees were doing things like that. They were saying they're collecting for refugees in Bangladesh. So he said we have to be very honest. And yeah, distribute the books on the merit of the books. And there's so many things that we could say while distributing books that are right out of Srila Prabhupada's books. So many nice things that can be said. There, a lot of times I'm reading the books and I find things that I could say, and I say them that day on Sankirtan. So there's so many things we could say from Prabhupada's books while we're distributing. So, yeah. You wanted to say something?
Thank you, Jutakar Prabhu, for a very nice presentation of Yatamati. We really appreciate whoever that was that sold you the Bhagavad Gita at the Grateful Dead concert. Do you remember who it was?
I was told it was Rama. There were a group of devotees. One Mataji. What's her name from New York? Divi Shakti.
Divi Shakti. I was thinking that.
Ramapad, now Maharaj, and Radha Balaba. There was a team of them.
Sorry. All glories to the New York book distributors, Key Jai.
Yeah.
So just on the point of what to say, Prabhupada did say that, yes, you, like you said, cram my purports and go out and present the book on the merit of the book. And he wanted the devotees to know what's in the book. He said many times, he said, if somebody, they have a right to ask you when you're distributing, what's in this book? And if you say, I don't know, I just sell them, he said, that's not good. I didn't write them just to be sold. I wrote them for you to read and understand. So if we read and we understand Srila Prabhupada's books, then automatically the Super Soul will prompt us to say the right thing in the right place. And that was one of the hallmarks of Mother Gauri's distribution. I had the good fortune of being with her a couple of times in New York, and that was, she would size up somebody instantly, whether they were wearing a suit and tie or whatever, and she would almost inevitably say the right thing to stop the person in the first place, and then to present the book in such a way that they wanted to know what was going on. So that is an art, and that's why Prabhupada said you have to learn the art of book distribution. It's not just, the enthusiasm is obviously necessary to go out and distribute books, but you also have to learn the art and have the sadhana behind you, and then the right thing will come out. Otherwise, you'll always be trying to figure out some clever thing to say or some funny thing to say, and but that's not necessary. What's necessary is to have the adhikar, to have the basis yourself by practicing. And by reading the book, as Vijay said, something will jump out at you that you can present to people in such a way. Just like once I was with Jadarani in New York, and she said something that I never heard before. She said, because the guy was a professor or something, she said, do you know what spiritual math is? And the guy said, no. She said, well, in spiritual math, 1 plus 1 equals 1 and 1 minus 1 equals 1. And the guy was, whoa. She said, yes, because you're dealing with the absolute truth. So if you take away, it remains the same, and if you add, it remains the same. And the guy bought the book, so it's like that. You know, we're presenting the philosophy in such a way that it's meaningful to the person that you're distributing to.
Another thing is that Prabhupada was concerned that people walk away with a good impression. He said if they walk away disturbed, then that's our nonsense. So sometimes on book distribution, devotees get a little agitated, they have a difficult time, and so we should also speak in a way that's pleasing. Even when we may be having a hard time, we have to be very kind and courteous and not let our anger and frustration come out onto the people. That really gives us a bad impression, gives a bad impression to the people.
Okay, Sachi.
Thank you, Prabhu. This is just kind of a small point here. I was thinking that Srila Prabhupada had said by hook or by crook. So I remember speaking to some devotees earlier in the day, earlier in the movement, and they were, they weren't like... And so... You know, I would say, no, Prabhu, we can't do that. You know, we're not... Srila Prabhupada wants us to be straight up, you know. Hookah by crook is just trying to create, like, the urgency. It's not literally that, you know, we hook them, we crook them, we, you know, that's not what Srila Prabhupada meant by that. And again, the truthfulness of what we're doing is the most important. There's even that story where, you know, that they wrote Srila Prabhupada and that there was... money being offered to devotees. And Srila Prabhupada said, okay, they're offering money, that is okay, just don't lie to get it. So again, Srila Prabhupada emphasized the importance of truthfulness, and of course that's, you know, the one of the qualities of a Brahmin. So I just wanted to throw that point in there.
Okay, thank you. Ananda Kirtan had something here.
Who's next?
Ananda Kirtan.
Thank you for the nice class, Prabhu. I was just wondering, can you explain exactly what Srimad Bhagavatam is? Because as we have it, we have what Srila Prabhupada gave us, the 12 canos with all these pastimes. But you were saying how Lord Sankarshan gave it to Sanat Kumar in a different way, and Krishna spoke it to Lord Brahma in an abbreviated version. So is there different pastimes that they give, or... Can you explain that?
Well, these things are all mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam itself. That in the beginning, the Bhagavatam was spoken in an abbreviated way to Lord Brahma. In the Bhagavatam, there's some verses beginning with Idam evasam eva gray. They're considered to be the four nutshell verses. Srila Prabhupada uses that term, nutshell verses of the Srimad Bhagavatam. It's everything I said is there in the Bhagavatam. But as far as what the Bhagavatam is, it's what Srila Prabhupada presented to us. But what he presented to us, there are these things mentioned in the Bhagavatam itself. So that's part of the Bhagavatam, these other things that I mentioned. It's part of the Bhagavatam.
So what is the Bhagavatam?
What we've got in these books that were presented to us by Srila Prabhupada, which says it's the literary incarnation of Krishna, that in the age of Kali, this is the literary incarnation of Krishna, the ripened fruit of the tree of Vedic knowledge. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.
Okay. What is the Bhagavatam?
I don't recall what was the answer.
But he's saying that it was also spoken to Sanat Kumar by Lord Sankarshan. It was also spoken to...